Hey, it's 9 a.m. I'll call this meeting to order for the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review for May 21st, 2026. First of all, Mr. Keeler, have any changes to the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. I have no changes to the agenda.
Then may I have a motion to approve the agenda as published?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Wanner and a second by Ms. Angel. We will vote on that. Mr. Howard?
Aye.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. Next is approval of the minutes for April 9th, 2026. Does anyone have any corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Wanner and a second by Mr. Davis to approve the minutes as presented, and we will vote on that. Mr. Howard?
Aye.
Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The minutes are approved. This time, it is the opportunity for members of the public to comment. Seeing none, we'll move on. Next is the consent agenda. Mr. Keeler, would you please read the items listed in the agenda, which require the approval of the board?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Number one, parcel 230-1.00-19.00. Number two, parcel 331-5.00-50.00. Number three, parcel 134-13.00-1681.00. Number four, parcel 134-13.00-1682.00. Number five, parcel 134-13.00-1687.00. Number six, parcel 134-13.00-1688.00. Number seven, parcel 134-13.00-1689.00. Number eight, parcel 134-13.00-1709.00. That is all for the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board for Mr. Keeler? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Wanner and a second by Ms. Angel to approve the items on the consent agenda, and we will vote on that now. Mr. Howard?
Aye.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The items on the consent agenda are approved. Next is property assessment appeal hearing. This hearing is for property at 108 Park Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel number 334-14.13-163.00, for Edward and Joyce Ann Greskovic. You may come forward.
Morning.
Morning. I have to swear you in.
Oh, okay.
As well as members of the assessment department. You swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
We do. Yes.
Mr. Keeler?
Yes.
Mr. Godwin. Thank you. Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Greskovic, this is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, you're limited to documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application. You have 15 minutes to present.
Okay. We agree with the land assessment, but where we disagree is with the structure of the house. what we're basically saying is the structure is builder-grade structure. And it's got the bathrooms are fiberglass. The outside is
vinyl
siding. So in comparison to these other houses around us, we feel that we're way down the level of, I guess, the builder grade is where we disagree.
We have the same footprint as before, except it's up and down now. Yeah. We have an upstairs that we didn't have, and we didn't have an attic in the other one. When we went to get the permit in Rehoboth, they asked us if we wanted a basement, and said a basement. We never thought of a basement, and they talked about the water table being fine. So we do have a basement that's basically
just partially finished.
Partially finished.
But
and we do have an inside stairway in the basement instead of, so we don't have to deal with the acorns from the trees and the leaves all clogging any kind of stuff at the bottom. So that's inside. And then,
so the basement, we feel, okay, it is partially finished, but you can't put a bed down there because there's no egress. So
the one area is a work that has the utilities, and then it has like the workshop with table saws, workbenches, tools, tool bags. Mm-hmm. And then we have a hallway that has an extra refrigerator, some small refrigerators in the hallway. And then the other side, I don't know why the builder put two doors in right next to each other, but that's.
Okay. I want to go back to the house. based on the assessment that we received, the house value is $739,900. That house 9 years ago was built for $209,000. So it's hard for me to believe that building costs have gone up that much in 9 years, but I don't know. That's basically
not counting this year.
That's basically our argument.
Are there any questions from the board?
I just want to make sure that this is right. So it is 2-bedroom and 3.5 bath.
Right. We do have a full bath in the basement. That way people could come in and take a shower without dragging sand all over the house.
But again, all the bathrooms in the house are builder-grade fiberglass. I mean, we see all the houses around us with their tile showers and baths and stuff like that. So we're not there yet.
Right.
Maybe in a few years we'll upgrade, but we're not there yet.
And what is the square foot of the home now?
It's the same as it was before, except it's up, I guess.
It's on two floors instead of one.
Yeah, second story and a basement.
And the basement. And the basement is mostly the part that's not the hallway and the workshop is basically a storage area. Okay.
And just real quickly, you do have 100 and 102 Park Avenue that you have for comparisons. So could you tell me a little bit more about that? Why you think your home is worth like, you know, almost half of what it's assessed right now compared to those two homes that you mentioned?
Oh, the ones you put in your appeal?
I'm not sure, but I didn't hear you properly.
So on the comparisons, you have 100 Park Avenue for a comparison.
What? have what?
100 Park.
100 Park Avenue?
It's 108 Park Avenue.
And, right, yeah. And 102 Park Avenue.
On your form, you have
yes.
Comparables.
The 102 is a comparable property?
Right, but it's significantly less assessed. So why? So I'm asking, what makes your home similar to that as to why the assessment would be lower?
We were just going to go with the square footage of the houses and the property values. So
okay.
we were given guidance to try to pick properties that were in the Pines area.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of stayed within that area.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all.
What's on the second story, second floor?
Two bedrooms, two baths.
Okay.
They had originally, and there's some closets, but they had originally, and the builders wanted to do three, and we said we would rather have two large bedrooms.
Sure.
And some closet space.
And what the access is to the basement?
The access to the basement is, we have an outdoor stairs.
Okay.
That's inside.
We also have
inside.
Stairs inside.
Up to the first floor.
So there's two methods to get to the basement,
okay.
Either from inside or from outside.
I would like to hear assessments, present their evidence. Keeler?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application and the submitted comparable sales, the assessment staff offered a stipulation agreement, which the appellant did not accept. I will turn it over to our assessor, Mr. William Godwin, to support the assessed value currently on the property.
good morning, everybody. So to answer the square feet question you had, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, we had 2,184 square feet, total square feet. Does that sound right? And then 224 square feet basement we had finished. For your basement. So, and then two bedroom, three full bath, and then one half bath. So, going by your comps, we had land value of $1,062,600, your dwelling at $739,900, total market value is $1,825,500. That gives you $825,000 per square foot.
I have a question.
An opportunity.
Oh, okay.
When you finish.
So if we go to your comp, first comp, so it's a conventional with a crawl, 2,716 square feet, but it's invalid because it was a comp with a dwelling and land, but since it was after June 31st, we couldn't accept it. But land only, we did accept it because it was before that the sales. Market approach for that is $1.453 million. The second comp you submitted was a ranch. It had a crawl space, 976 square feet. The land value was $1,178,400. The house was $175,000, so a total was $1,504,400. The price per square feet with that is $1,537 square feet. Now, if you compare your house with your second comp, that second comp only has 976 square feet. Your house has 2,184 square feet, and it has your square per square feet is only $825 per square feet. That's less than double this ranch. So if you go by that, yours is like half of that ranch per square feet. And again, that's going by your comp. But let me give you comp three. Comp three is a Cape Cod with a full basement. It has 1,604 square feet. Land value is $1,178,400. House value is $584,800. So total market is $1,763,200. And that's price per square foot is $1,999. And the reason why I'm giving you price per square feet so you can compare your house with a bigger square feet is a lot less than these houses with less square feet. Again, I'm just trying to give you a comparison. So your next comp, which is another ranch, Crawl Space. Why did I give you that one? No, it's 1,188 square feet. And that one is land only, 1.25 million. Market value is 1.65 million. I didn't figure out the square feet on that. I'm sorry for that. Oh, no, yeah, I did. No, actually, I didn't. I'm sorry. And then your last comp was it was an invalid sale because that was also past the June 31st, 2023 sale. So we couldn't accept that one. So your stipulation was 1.1 million. And then just alone, the two comps that you did submit, the land only, one was 1.45 million and one was 1.27 million. So if you just compare the land only and then the stipulation that you're asking for, I just don't see we can, you know, I think the 1.8 that we did offer you was fair enough. You know, so I don't know. I think our comps are what we come up with was fair enough.
Can I ask a question about?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
In the other house, we had a slab of concrete coming out and steps and two.
When you say the other house, your house or
the old house that we tore down
before you remodeled? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So right now, in that area, we have a deck. Does that count in as a two-story part of it?
It doesn't count as part as your living area.
But the square footage.
But it might count as like a concrete patio or something. But it doesn't count as living.
Yeah, it's not concrete patio. It's a. Little.
Yeah, it may not even be on our drawing at all.
We
were not disagreeing with the land value. Land value, when I did the check per square foot, you're right on with the land value.
Right. So let's go with this then. If you're asking for 1.1 million, subtract 1,062,600. You're saying your house is only valued at $37,400?
No.
Because you're asking for 1.1 million as a stipulation.
What I'm saying is, you in the assessment, the house value is $7,309,999. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Based on the subtracting.
What we have valued is $739,900.
That's the, yes.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying is you want a stipulation as 1.1 million, correct?
Yes.
Total.
Total.
On your application.
On your application.
It says, what do you...
Yes, and I will agree that's maybe on the low side, but, you know, that could come up, so...
Could it come up to 1.8?
1.8?
Yeah, what we offered you?
That's where I think we disagree on there. That's what you got it at right now.
Right.
The house value at 7,000, we don't believe that that house would sell for that replacement. We have a realtor next to us, and he said, I can't sell that house for that value. It would more likely be 1.2 or 3, maybe, I don't know.
But let me interrupt. Do you have any further questions for Mr. Godwin? Any further questions for Mr. Godwin?
Probably 1.4, something like that.
Questions for him?
Do I have a question?
Have any more questions for...
No.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Now you may rebut. You can comment again on what you... But whatever you said, as you say, we think it's worth this, and so...
Okay.
So, do you have any further comments?
Yeah.
Then, I'll entertain a motion to close the hearing.
Can I just get one more thing clear? The basement. Mm-hmm. You said there is access to it from inside the house?
Inside.
Yes.
And if I were on the outside, could I get into the basement from the outside?
The steps are inside the house going...
They're enclosed.
And there's a door.
Right.
They're enclosed, but they're not in... They have set in the house. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have set in the house, and you have an enclosed... access with stairs to go to the basement.
Yes, close.
So if I'm in the basement and I want to go outside, I would just take the steps to go outside?
Yeah, the steps are in the house, to go up and out.
Okay.
And then there's a hallway that has the bathroom next to it. And then you go down and we have like a refrigerator, freezer, and stuff like that in the hallway and some shelving. And then there's a stairway from the basement that goes up
as opposed
to the first
to a well,
floor.
Okay.
As, where the steps are outside the house, going down into a well that the steps
collects.
Are in the house. So you open the door, go down the steps down into the house.
Okay, so if I need to get out of that house really quickly, say there's an issue in the house and I need to get out of that house from that basement, can I get out of that house?
Without going into the main living room.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Entertain a motion to close the hearing.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Warner and a second by Mr. Davis to close the record on this hearing. Now, if any member of the board feels the appellant has not met the burden of proof, provided in the appeal and the record, they may make a motion to deny the appeal. Has met the burden of proof. Motion to approve.
I make a motion to deny the appeal. The comps provided were half the size of the subject, and insufficient data was presented.
Is there a second?
I'm going to second that based on the testimony of the assessor's representative, and that may not be used as a bedroom right now, but certainly there is access to the outside, and it could be used as a bedroom. So
there's no windows. Yeah.
So for that reason, I'm going to deny it. It's a pretty big house.
I have a motion to deny by Mr. Davis and a second by Ms. Warner. We will now vote on that, and please give your reasons for your decision. Mr. Howard.
I'm going to vote to agree with the board's motion to deny, and mainly on the fact that in looking at your property, I think the land value is actually slightly low because it's an extremely desirable part of the county. It's extremely hard to find properties down there to purchase. And unfortunately, how many years ago you built the home, $200,000 probably has turned into close to $600,000-$700,000 in true building costs these days. So I don't think we can take in a vacuum that just because it cost X then, it doesn't have an intrinsic value attached to the property. So I'm going to vote to deny.
Ms. Warner?
Vote to deny for reasons stated.
Ms. Angel?
Yes, I vote to deny based on the information that the assessment office came up with the price per square foot, and also pointing out that a couple of the comps were not relevant.
Mr. Davis?
Vote to deny for previous stated reasons.
And the chair votes in favor of the motion to deny based on the evidence presented and included in the application. So we have 5 votes to deny and no votes for. The motion passes. So unfortunately, your appeal was denied. However, you do have the right to judicial review in Superior Court should you desire. Thank you. Having no other business, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Davis and a second by Ms. Angel to adjourn this meeting. And we will vote. Mr. Howard?
Aye.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. And the meeting is adjourned at 9:27. Thank you.